sister Shirley in San Francisco, she gave birth to a baby girl.
两年中,
2 o'clock this afternoon. I asked her to wait until the new year, but she couldn't hold it that long. The baby weighed at 6 pounds and 4 ounces. If anyone that needs a headphone,
你听得懂啊? 你听懂国语? Okay. Okay, good. 我们先做个祷告。
We'll start with a prayer.
主，我们多谢你又一次来到你的面前。
Lord, we thank you for giving us a chance to come before you once again. Lord, we ask you to give us the spirit of revelation. So that we could come to understand and know better our Lord. And may your presence be manifested this afternoon with us. Lord, you look towards this time. We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In the matter of prayer, there is truly many things that I need to share. But as we can see, these three past workshops, they pass very quickly. But I want to reiterate something that I shared yesterday regarding the usage of using the Lord's name in our prayer. I want to mention a few words.
奉主名的祷告,或者奉主名去赶鬼,
when we use the Lord's name and when we use the words in the name of the Lord,
在过往一段日子里面, 在我们中间发生了, 一件事, 就是有一个, 我不知道应该是谁的弟兄啊, 你说是什么, 被鬼附。
And when we use the Lord's name to cast out demons, in the past, there's a brother among us that at one point was possessed by the demon. I'm not sure if that was a brother.
奉主耶稣的名赶鬼,
we know that when we cast out demons in the name of our Lord Jesus,
有很多的弟兄都这样见证这样交通。
Many brethren have shared this way. And then we learn from these brethren, and we do likewise. We use the Lord's name to cast out this demon.
那次我们去到的时候呢,
so that time when we went to this place and we used the Lord's name to cast out the demon.
不知道为什么,搞来搞去呢,
but for some reason, the demon refused to come out.
他又说,我要跳楼,
so this person that was possessed suddenly screams and said, yeah, I want to jump off the building.
那当然,我中间有个弟兄说,我们奉主的名,叫你不要跳。
Immediately, one of the brethren in our midst shouted out that in the Lord of in the name of the Lord, don't jump off the building.
然后跟着有个弟兄就说,奉主的名,吩咐你从他的身上面出来。
And another brother shouted, in the name of the Lord, we command you to leave this person.
怎么知道呢?讲来讲去,叫了好多声奉主的名叫他出来,始终都不出来。
But many times we use the Lord's name, but the demon stayed in this person.
就翻去即係教堂話究竟咩事情點解唔得咧？聖經話明奉主嘅名驅逐撒旦。
So when we went back later on, we discussed among ourselves and we wonder why this did not work for us, because in the Bible it states clearly that we can cast out demons according to his name.
咁後來我哋交通又揾啲年長嘅弟兄們嚟到請教。
So we also asked some elderly brethren and we asked them to try to learn from them.
咁啊，發覺一個問題咧，原來當我哋去趕鬼嘅時候。
And we discover a problem when we go and cast out demons.
我哋理直氣壯嘅話，我係奉主嘅名嚟做呢件事。
When we boldly proclaim that we do this matter in the name of the Lord.
後來嗰個弟兄嘅話，
and that
就同我哋講。
That brother, the elderly brother, spoke to us in this way.
佢話：你以為咧，用呢個奉主嘅名趕鬼，好似個符咒咁樣啊？你我對住你出唔出嚟咧？我奉主嘅名，我你出唔出嚟？你哋以為奉主嘅名呢幾個字係一個符咒嚟
？And that elderly brother asked us, "Do you think that the Lord's name, when you say it in this way, do you treat it as some sort of incantation that you can use it in such a way?"
我哋自己檢討嘅時候，我哋真係覺得啊，我哋以為講呢句説話。梗靈㗎啦
！And we look towards ourselves, and we thought that yes, we might have used it in such a way that it should work.
但我哋嗰陣時用你提呢個名字奉主嘅名嘅時候，我哋真係好似以為拎住一個照妖鏡咁樣，係一個咁樣嘅心態。
So when we examine ourselves, we examine ourselves and we discover that when we used the Lord's name before, previously, we had used it in such a way as like an incantation or some sort of spell that we just use it and then it will work.
結果都係講唔出。
But the end result of that is that there's no power in that.
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白嗎？
So brothers and sisters, do you see?
如果我哋淨係識講幾個字咧，冇用嘅。
If we only know how to recite those few words, it's useless.
趕鬼同埋禱告一樣。
To cast out demons and praying is the same.
但係有時我哋禱告嘅時候，或者我哋唔記得咗講幾個字，唔等於話主就唔聽我哋嘅祈禱嘅。
But in our prayer, if we forget, neglected to say in the name of the Lord, it does not mean that the Lord will not listen to our prayers.
因為可能會引起弟兄姊妹即係咁樣啦。咁既然你咁講，咁使唔使禱告之後講呢幾個字咧？咁好似琴日我提個問題一樣。
I'm trying to clarify that because yesterday I mentioned that at the end of a prayer, if we leave out the in the name of the Lord, does the Lord still hear our prayer? I want to clarify that.
弟兄姊妹，如果我哋真係活喺呢個禱告嘅實際嘅裏邊
，Brothers and sisters, if we truly live in this life of prayer life,
我哋大可以唔需要講呢幾個字。
We don't need to say exactly these few words.
但係如果我哋唔係，或者我哋唔清楚，或者唔夠對呢個禱告個生嗰個實際唔夠認識。
But if we're not and we're not clear and not clear in knowing this prayer life, then that is a problem.
正如我頭先講話，我哋去趕鬼嘅時候，以為靠嗰幾個字就靈咧，咁呢個講唔講呢幾個字咧？都冇作用。
Just as I mentioned earlier, that when we went and cast out demons, all we know is use the words. But if all we know is just those words and does not have the actuality of the prayer life, then that is doesn't matter if we use it or not.
所以我哋今日要追求要認識嘅，唔係外邊個點樣樣嘅樣式喺度祈禱。
So today, what we're pursuing after to know better is not just the outer appearance of how to pray.
如果真係要追求呢個裏邊真正嘅知道
，but actually is to find the what prayer actually means to us inside.
可能有人會 經教導過你，你祈禱嘅時候要咁樣啊，要合十啊，眯埋眼啊。
Perhaps someone has taught you in the past that when you pray, you need to close your eyes and you need to hold your hand in a certain way.
你記得昨晚嘅弟兄佢交通佢話一祈禱六個鐘頭啊。
Do you remember Brother Shear last night that when he prayed for 6 hours?
咁佢所謂嘅祈禱都唔係講曬，一路講講佢六個鐘頭嘅。佢意思就話同神嗰個一直嘅有嗰個交往，裏邊同主有好密切嘅交通。
His prayer does not mean that he's continuously speaking to reciting things to the Lord, but that means he's having a continuous fellowship with the Lord.
所以真正嘅禱告嘅生活就係唔係在乎你個咩嘅形式。
The actuality of a prayer life is not matter on the actual outer appearance of the prayer.
啊，咁當然你話啊，瞓喺嗰張牀嗰度好似唔係幾禮貌咁。如果唔係幾禮貌，咁你咪起身咯。
But for example, well, you might think that if I lie in bed and pray, it might not be very polite. If you think in such a way, just get up and pray.
但係琴日嗰個弟兄佢話佢入面喺張牀噶啦，哎呀，主充滿咗佢，咁所以係唔係在乎一個咩嘅形式嘅？
But our brother shared last night that he was laying on bed, but he was filled with the Holy Spirit. So from that, we can see that it does not matter on the outer appearance.
紧要嘅就系话我哋要系祈祷喺神嗰个心意嘅里边。
The important aspect is that we pray according to God's will.
我哋嘅祈祷唔系为着头先琴日讲嘅喺雅各书嗰度话。浪费在我们的宴乐的当中。
Our prayer should not base on, just as in James spoke of yesterday, that we're praying amiss because we're praying according to our lust.
有这样的认识，而我们又这样在神面前来祷告，我相信我们的祷告是蒙神喜悦的。
If we have this realization and if we pray in such a manner before God, I believe that God will be pleased with that prayer.
咁然後我估我今日要同弟兄姊妹再深入一啲深一步嘅就係話提到除咗我哋個人喺神面前禱告之外。
So today I want to go a little bit deeper into the matter in addition to our personal prayer before God.
就係有一个是叫教会的祈祷。
Also, there is a corporate prayer.
就是弟兄姊妹的同心合意的祷告。
And that is brothers and sisters praying in one accord.
马太福音那里跟我们讲话，如果地上面有两三个人奉我的名聚会，主就说我就在你们的中间。
In Matthew, it tells us that if two or three gather together in my name, then I will be in your midst.
所以呢个就唔系净系讲到我自己点样祷告，系两三个人，系教会，系肢体们一起嚟到祷告。
So this tells us that prayer is not just one person, but it's two person, a prayer group, the church is a group prayer.
嗱，或者要解释一下就，教会系咩？教会唔系话嗰个翻去会所啊，系信徒走埋一齐嗰度。就是一个教会的实际。
Church, what is church? Church is not the physical structure that we go back to where we gather, but it's when believers gather together, and that is the church.
所以圣经提到说，两三个人奉主的名聚会，是讲到教会 的聚会。
So when the Bible tells us that when two or three gather in my name, that is having fellowship together.
这个是主的应许，你们这样又奉主的名来到聚会的时候呢，主就在我们的中间。
This is the Lord's promise, and if we gather together in such a way, then the Lord will be among our midst.
同样的两三个人在一起祷告，主就在我们的祷告当中。
And similarly, when two or three gather together in His name, then the Lord will be in our midst.
当我们个人在神面前祷告的时候，神听。
And when we pray before the Lord,
因为我们奉主的名来祈祷。
Our Lord will listen to it because we pray in His name.
当 弟兄姊妹聚埋一齐，将教会一齐祷告嘅时候
，and when brothers and sisters gather together, when the church gather together,
神俾我哋一个更大嘅应许。
God give us a bigger portion, a bigger promise.
佢就话天上边所捆绑嘅喺地上边嘅捆绑。
And what will be bound in heaven will be also bound on earth.
或者地上边释放嘅喺天上边亦都系释放。
And what is loose on earth will be also loose in heaven.
神系俾我教会一个咁大嘅权利。
God has given a great privilege to the church.
我哋都承认我哋真系软弱如水嘅人。
And we confess that we are weak individuals.
点样能够话我哋地上边祷告嘅时候要捆绑嗰件事情，就系等于天上边要捆绑嘅嗰件事情呢？
How can it be that the things on earth that we bind would also be something also will be bound in heaven?
咁点样会喺地上边释放嘅，又喺天上边就会释放呢？
And how can that the things that's loose on earth will be also loosed in heaven?
呢个就系神俾我哋同心合意嘅祷告，教会嘅祷告嘅一个特别特别嘅恩典。
This is truly the grace of God that He gives to the church.
神听我们的祷告，不单止听我们的祷告到了一个地步，祂 要作的是根据我们的祷告而完成的。
God listens to our prayer, and even to a point where the things that He accomplished is, will be according to our prayer.
原来神有一个心意，本来祂要作那一件事情。
Because God has a heart desire, He has something that He wants to do.
他不一定马上执行，但是如果在地上有人同他同心，将这件事情祷告给主。
Now he might not act on it immediately, but if there's someone on earth that shares the same heart as God, and when he or she prays on this matter,
这样神就因为有人在地上向他来为这件事祷告，神就作。
And because someone has prayed regarding this matter, then God will carry out His will.
所以圣经就话喺地上边捆绑嘅，就喺天上边就会捆绑。
So that's why the Bible tells us that when we bind on earth, then it's also bound in heaven.
喺地上边释放嘅，喺天上边就系释放。
And what's lost on loose on earth, then it's loosed in heaven.
呢个系神自己作工嘅一个原则。
This is a principle of how God works.
我哋觉得我哋好。即因为呢件事情咧，我哋系好大嘅荣誉。
This is such a privilege. This matter
能够好似咧，好似啫吓，好似操纵咗神佢作工嗰个嘅范围。
It's such a privilege that we're as if we're setting out what God has to do.
但系唔系嘅吓，原来系神特登有意嘅喺嗰度等候人。在地上边有人同佢同心，然后神就作工。
But in actuality, it is God who's waiting for people on earth with the same heart desire to act with Him accordingly.
我想大家睇一节嘅圣经以赛亚书。
I want brothers and sisters to turn to a
Isaiah
in Isaiah
45.
Isaiah chapter 45.
十一节，四十五章十一节。
Isaiah 45, verse 11。
十一节嗰度就话，下边将来嘅事，你哋可以问我。至于我的众子，并我手的工作，你们可以求我命定。括弧嗰度就话，吩咐我。
In the latter portion of verse 11, it speaks that, Ask me of things to come concerning my sons, and concerning the work of my hands, commanding ye me.
找到吗？以赛亚书四十五章。
Isaiah chapter 45.
你睇见吗？弟兄姊妹，神俾我哋一个咁样嘅应许啊。
Brothers and sisters, can you see that the Lord has given us this promise?
将来的事情我们不知道，但是我们可以问神。
The things in the future we do not know, but we can ask God.
他说至于我手里面的工。
And according, as though to the works of my hands,
神自己嘅要作嘅事情
what God wants to do, accomplish.
聖經話你甚至乎可以吩咐我。
The Bible tells us that you can even command ye me.
哇，我哋覺得，哎呀，神咁偉大，我哋點敢去吩咐神啊？
We would think that God is this majestic God. How dare we command him?
但係呢度明明神係咁樣講嘅。
But here, this is clearly what is stated here.
弟兄姊妹，一定要清楚，唔係話樣樣事你都要吩咐神。
But please be clear that it's not everything that we should command him.
只有嗰啲關乎神嘅宗旨嘅事情，只有嗰啲喺神手裏邊神要作嘅嗰啲嘅事。我哋可以有咁样嘅态度。
Only the matters that God wants to accomplish, only concerning the works of His hands, that we can command Him in such a manner.
弟兄姊妹，神系咪俾咗我哋好大嘅恩典咧
？Brothers and sisters, did the God not give us this such a great privilege?
所以原来当我哋聚喺埋一齐，教会嘅祷告所出嘅能力系咁大。
So that when we gather together, the power of the church is manifested in such a way.
My power of the church, the prayer.
The power of prayer can be manifested in such a way.
本来我哋系好不配嘅，但系神话你可以吩咐我，吩咐咩？关乎神嘅事，你可以吩咐我。
We are so unworthy, but the Lord tells us that according to His matters that we can command Him.
所以好多弟兄姊妹以为，祷告聚会，我都冇咩嘢求啦，或者嗰啲长老执事去啦，我唔使噶啦咁。
So a lot of brethren might think that for prayer meetings, there's nothing I need to pray for. Let the elderly brothers go and do it.
弟兄姊妹，因为我哋睇唔到嗰个主俾我哋咁大嘅抬举。
Brothers and sisters, do we not see the privilege that was given to us?
所以我觉得，冇所谓啦，嗰啲唔关我事。
So we feel that those things are they don't concern me.
弟兄姊妹，你几时睇见原来你喺你嘅身上边神俾你咁大嘅、咁厉害嘅呢个权柄
？But brothers and sisters, do you see that there's such a power, there's such a authority in you?
我就相信你唔会觉得，祷告聚会啫嘛，咁。冇乜所謂，我自己都得啦，我自己都祈禱啦，就唔會有咁樣嘅心態。
If you know of this authority, then you would not have this kind of attitude.
原來當我哋同心合意喺一齊嗰度嚟到祈求嘅時候，神就顯到佢自己嘅作為出嚟。
Because when we are praying in one accord with one heart, then the Lord's will can be manifested.
神有好大嘅作为喺呢个地上边，喺你我身上，喺我嘅身上，或者喺边一个人嘅身上边，喺教会嘅身上边，佢就系等紧我哋去求佢。
There's much work that our God wants to do in you, in the church, in brothers and sisters, but He desires that we pray and work with Him.
当我哋咁样喺埋一齐嚟到求佢，彰显佢自己嗰个作为嘅时候，神嗰个功就显出嚟。
When we pray, when we ask of Him, His works will be manifested.
弟兄姊妹，你睇见嗰个祷告嗰个嘅权利，嗰个能力系几咁大
？Brothers and sisters, do you see the power, the authority of this prayer?
我盼望弟兄姊妹唔好呢，太过睇轻咗教会嘅祷告。
Brothers and sisters, please do not look lightly on the prayer, especially church prayer.
盼望我哋一齐嘅喺主面前嚟到学习。
We desire that we continue to learn together in this manner.
咁下边咧就有Queenie 同埋Ivan 同我哋交通关于佢自己喺祷告上面嘅学习。
And in the following, we'll have a sister Queenie and Ivan share a little bit on their understanding of prayer.
咁之后，如果我哋有时间，弟兄姊妹，如果你有问题嘅，我哋都可以提出嚟，我哋一齐交通。
And later on, if there's enough time remaining, if you have any questions, we're more than happy to answer it.
Queenie.
Thank you. 当弟兄叫我在这里交通一下祷告的时候呢，我就心里面想有没有找错人。
When a brother asked me to share in the matter regarding prayer, I thought to myself, did he ask the wrong person?
因为我自己在我们心里面想呢，这个题目呢都是应该那些在主里面即好像圣经里面讲到啦，有在主里面有小子，有年轻人，有父老。
Because when we think about this matter, because even though the Bible also tells us that there is the young
children,
the young children, the children, the youth,
young men,
the young men,
and father,
and the fathers.
我觉得应该是那些父老交通才对。
I feel that it should be shared.
在主里面比较经历比较多啊，他们比较熟龄的人讲这个题目才对。
It should be shared by the elder where they have experienced much in the Lord.
咁我一直都認為自己喺主裏面係一個小子啊 ，children。
Many times I feel myself is like a child in the Lord。
有好多失敗，有好多軟弱啊。
There's much failure and there's much weakness。
咁我諗弟兄或者想聽下我啲失敗嘅見證。
So maybe I thought that our brother wants to hear my failures。
咁喺創世紀第四章25-26節。
So in Genesis chapter 4, verse 25 and 26.
他那裡說亞當和夏娃生了賽特塞特、okay、然後塞特又生了以諾士。
There it tells us that Adam and Eve have given birth to Cain, Seth、okay、
然後塞特生了以諾士。
And Seth has given birth to
25-26
Enos.
咁佢话从嗰阵时候开始，人就才求告耶和华的名。
And at that time began man to call upon the name of the Lord.
咁点解喺嗰阵时开始先至人先至开始求告耶和华嘅名呢
？So why at that time did man first start to call upon the name of the Lord?
以諾士這個名字呢就我看過一些書呢，他那裡說呢，他是說即是會死的，必死的，是這個意思。
The name of Enos means from some of the other books I read means that there will be certain death。
中國人覺得很不吉利，誰有人起自己小孩的名字會死的，或者即不會起這樣的名字。
Now Chinese people would think that would be that's not a very good name, because who would give a name to their son or daughter of make of certain death?
但我都記得喺即係塞特之前有該隱殺亞伯嗰件事情發生。
So before Seth, there's the matter of Cain killing his brother Abel.
根據Bible 聖經裏面講咧，嗰陣時啲人嘅壽命就好長嘅，唔好似我哋咁即係幾廿歲啊、一百歲、幾百歲，佢哋好長嘅。
Now according to the Bible, in those days the people have a very long lifespan. It's not just a hundred year, it could be a few hundred years.
咁我諗嗰陣時即係死亡對佢哋嚟講應該衝擊冇咁大嘅，因為成八九百歲先死嚇，即係唔好似我哋咁幾廿年就死咁啊，衝擊好大嘅，成日諗住咁。
Maybe at that time, when they lived for such a long period of time, they would not think much about death, because when you live to the 800 or 900 years, you would not think much about it anymore.
咁喺該隱殺亞伯呢件事發生之後
，so and after Cain has slayed Abel, after this matter,
咁塞特生咗以諾士咧，佢有一個喺呢件事度，佢有一個領悟。
So when Seth gave birth to Enos, he has he came to an understanding.
即係佢，我諗佢應該領悟到就係人係有軟弱，人係會死。
This understanding might be that he realized that man has a weakness and man will die someday.
所以咧，從嗰個時候開始咧，佢哋就求告耶和華嘅名。
So at that time onwards, that's when men start to call on the name of the Lord.
咁所以喺我自己嘅認識裏邊咧，我好簡單，我就覺得禱告咧就係我哋軟弱嘅時候，就係對神一個完全嘅依靠。
So for me, I'm a very simple understanding of prayer, and that is that when we are in our weakness, that we pray to our God to rely on Him.
咁人有好多软弱嘅，肉体上有软弱，灵性上边有软弱。
Now man has much weaknesses, you know, on the body and also spiritually.
咁弟兄叫我交通个人嘅经历同埋学习。
And my brother has asked me to share my personal understanding.
咁我好感谢主，我一直生活以嚟都好平淡。
And my personal experience, I want to thank the Lord because my life has been very peaceful.
屋企人冇咩大病。
There's not much of sickness-related issues at home.
冇撞车。
There's no any auto accidents.
冇家变又冇神迹咁。
There's no miracles and there's no major change in family.
咁好老实讲，我自己就好enjoy 呢种平淡嘅生活嘅。
And personally speaking, I really enjoy this type of lifestyle.
我唔中意大起大落，因为好容易有心脏病。
I cannot stand the huge events that happens in a lifetime because that would cause you to have a heart attack.
但系即系平淡舒适嘅生活咧，你就好容易喺奔跑主嘅路上，你个脚步就会慢，就会慢咗落嚟。
So when we're living in a comfortable, a simple situation, sometimes our pursuit of the Lord, they might slow down a little bit.
有时咧就会原地踏步，唔向前添，变咗。
And sometimes we might be walking, walking and not moving.
咁所以我交通嘅都系一啲好生活上嘅一啲事，或者好多人都有遇见过嘅。
So my sharing will consist the majority of something that happens on a daily basis, and probably a lot of people have experienced them as well.
我自己本身都有一个有一个问题嘅。
Myself, I also have a question.
Problem.
I have a problem.
Yeah. 咁我好贪瞓嘅。
I really like to sleep.
咁我后生啲嘅时候咧，我可以瞓到十二点冇问题嘅。
When I was younger, I could sleep till 12 o'clock at noon.
唔知啲后生嗰啲人会唔会咁
？I don't know if the people, the youth of these days, would they do the same?
咁你知道中国古语咧有云啦，一日之计在于晨啊。
Now there's a Chinese proverbial saying that the plan of the day begins in the morning.
咁醫學上當然都有講啦，你朝早嘅時候頭腦係比較清醒。
And even in medicine, it tells us that your mind will be more clear in the early mornings.
思維都比較敏捷，記憶力比較好。
And you will be more alert, and your memory will be better in the morning.
咁如果可以用呢個時間嚟讀經啊、禱告啊、靈修啊，咁我相信應該係最好。
And I believe that if we could use this time to read the Bible, to pray, that would be a very good time.
其实呢样嘢就自细都知嘅啦，因为爸爸妈妈成日都讲，我唔知道你做父母会唔会成日斥你啲细路仔起身啊
？Now this matter, I believe that everybody should know because when we're young, our parents will always tell us to get up early.
但系要咁早起身读经咧，我就即系做唔到吓，冇办法战胜自己。
But in order to get up so early to read the Bible, I couldn't do it. I could not overcome myself.
特別喺即係冬天啊，天寒地凍咁黑掹掹咁起身，好難啊，覺得。
Especially in the winter days where it's cold and it was dark, it's really difficult for me.
所以咧，以前咧我就晚黑先讀經嘅。
So in the past, I read the Bible at night.
但係咧，我可以講俾你聽，即係收效唔係好大啊。
But I could tell you this, the result of that is not very good.
因为你做完一日工咧，已经好攰。
Because after a day's work, you're very tired.
而且特别系我后屘有咗三个细路仔之后。
So after I gave birth to three kids.
咁啊，等我搞掂晒佢哋上床啊，我自己即系搭落床都瞓得着噶啦。
And where I have helped them off to bed, I could just sit on the bed and fall off to sleep.
咁再嚟读经咁啊，我成日都系一边读一边系黑眼瞓啊。
So when I try to read the Bible, I begin to doze off.
一啲亮光都冇。
Not much light was came from it.
咁我知道咁样落去又唔得。
I know that if I continue it this way, it's not a good lifestyle.
但系即系肉体上面就真系好软弱啦。
But my body, my physical body is really weak.
咁喺腓立比書二章十三節嗰度講。
So in Philippians chapter 2, verse 13.
佢话你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，要为要成就佢嘅美意。
There it tells us that for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure.
咁啊，终于有一日神光照我。
So one day, the Lord has shed His light on me.
咁我就喺神面前有祷告。
Then I pray before the Lord.
咁我就同神讲，我话神啊。
Then I said to Him, Lord.
我话咧，我希望可以多啲认识你。
I desire to know You more.
可以多啲追求你。
I desire to seek after you.
但係真係肉體真係好軟弱。
But my body is weak.
我話求你可以幫助我，俾我用一日裏邊頭腦最清醒嘅時間咧，嚟可以同你有交通。
May you help me to have fellowship with you when I am at my best, when I'm more alert.
咁我咧就求你可以俾我喺三個細路仔起床之前咧，至少都有一個鐘頭以上可以靈修嘅時間。
May you help me so that I could have 1 hour of Bible study before my 3 kids get up in the morning.
而且要持之以恒，唔好三日打鱼又两日晒网咁。
And may you help me to continue this and not just for 2 or 3 days.
咁我话我知道我自己咧就冇毅力嘅，求主你咧就每日咧一到个钟数咧就拱醒我，咁我就可以起床。
And I know that I am not very diligent in this manner. May you help me to wake me up in the morning.
咁我啲女翻學就好早啊，八點半就要到學校。
So my daughters, their school schedule starts really early, around 8 o'clock in the morning.
咁我就至少都要有一個鐘頭，仲要又同佢哋又著衫啊，食早餐啊，咁仲要 get 我自己 ready 去翻工啊。
But I need at least 1 hour to get them ready to prepare breakfast and to help them off to school.
咁仲要喺一個鐘頭之前，再一個鐘頭起身，再前一個鐘頭起身，先至可以讀到經。
So that means I need to wake up 1 hour, another hour, another hour before that to prepare them, so that I could have the Bible study needed.
即係最遲六點一定要起身，唔係就倒瀉羅蟹咁樣都趕唔切。
So that means I need to wake up at 6 in the morning, otherwise I'll be washing off to a lot of things.
咁對某一啲人嚟講咧，這個咁早起身唔係難題啊，尤其喺老人家啊，佢哋好早起身嘅。
For the elderly, it might not be a difficulty because they wake up really early in the morning.
但係對嗰啲後生啊，我都屬於啊，我自己覺得，即係唔係咁容易咯，我覺得。
Now for the younger ones, I consider myself as one as well. It's not so easy.
但係好感謝神。
But praise God.
佢係好有憐憫。
He is a merciful God.
即係佢喺我自己認識到自己軟弱嘅時候咧，佢就垂聽我個禱告。
Because when I come to know my weakness, then he listened to my prayer.
咁從嗰陣時候起咧，我就冇即係瞓懶覺，我好早就起身。
So from that time on, I no longer sleep till noon. I woke up really early in the morning.
所以我每一日都可以有一段好安靜嘅時間，就喺主嘅面前，即係個個都未起床咁啊。
So each morning I would have a quiet time before the Lord to read the Bible.
咁我可以同你讲，即系同以前晚黑读经嘅情形系差好远啊。
I could truly say it's a great difference between reading it in the morning and reading it at night.
因为而家读就会觉得圣经就会越嚟越有味道，唔好咁枯燥无味。
Now when I read the Bible, it's becoming more interesting and more tasteful.
而亮光亦都越嚟越多。
And there is more light.I can see more light.
咁我朝早起身唔使闹钟嘅，唔使话要啷我先起，我唔使嘅。
And even when I wake up in the morning, I do not use an alarm clock.
我啲闹钟系俾我弟兄或者女嘅。
The alarm clock is for my brother, my husband.
咁我知道神系听咗我个祷告。
I know that God has listened to my prayer.
即系一到嗰个时间啊，好准时咁啊，我就醒啊，自然我就会醒啊。
So every morning at a certain hour, I will wake up by myself.
所以我好感謝主。
So I really want to praise God for that.
咁喺雅各書四章二至三節嗰度又有講。
And also in James chapter 4, verse 2 and 3.
弟兄都有提過。
Brother has mentioned that earlier.
佢話：你哋得不著是因為你哋不求，你們求也得不著是因為你哋妄求。
James chapter 4, verse 2 and 3, there it speaks, ye lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have, and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet we have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts.
早起呢个事情咧，就俾我睇到，只要你求，而且要求喺神嘅心意里边咧，咁你嘅祷告就会蒙应许。
Now this matter of getting up early, caused me to see that if we pray and we pray according to God's will, then God will listen to our prayer.
因为神系愿意同人同工，佢唔愿意我哋自己单独去行事。
Because God desires to work with His followers, and He does not want to just work by Himself.
佢唔愿意我哋单独行事，佢亦都唔愿意自己单独行事。
He does not desire that we go about and doing our own things, and he does not he want to work with us.
咁即系要唔妄求，要求喺神嘅心意里边，咁要明白神嘅心意，咁梗系要有学习。
To ask and to not to ask amiss, that means that we need to know God.
咁我覺得呢個就要你平時讀經禱告嘅時候，慢慢去點樣去揣摩天上嘅心意。
And this I believe is how when we have a daily devotion, how to come to know the heavenly heart's desire.
喺路加福音六章十二節嗰度有講。
In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verse 12.
他说那时耶稣出去上山祷告，整夜祷告神。
There it tells us that, and it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continue all night in prayer to God.
主呢在这里给了我们一个榜样。
Our Lord gave us an example here.
即是祷告的时候，他这里说要出去。
That when he prayed, the Bible here tells us that he went out to the mountain.
咁從咩出去呢
？Now from where to depart from？
我諗就係從嗰啲繁雜嘅事務裏邊出去。
He departed from those things that are distractions。
從世界嘅萬物裏邊出去。
To depart from the things in the world that's distracting us。
仲有從你自己情緒嘅困擾裏邊出去。
And to depart from our own personal issues。
所以当我们祷告的时候要学习怎样将一切的东西都放低，然后在神面前要很清心、很专心地祷告。
So when we pray, we need to learn how to leave all the things of worldly things behind and to pray with a pure heart before God.
因为如果我们一受到有干扰，那个祷告就即是你无法享受和神的同在。
Because when there's worldly distractions that comes into the picture, we cannot enjoy the presence of God.
咁我又講我失敗嘅例子啊。
Then I'll share a little bit about my failure.
好幾年前咧，我得兩個細路。
Many years ago, I have two kids.
咁咧嗰陣時唔知道點解，或者個個都喺度講買屋啊，咁我又去買屋啊。
I don't know why at that time, but many people talked about buying a house, so I went along for the why.
就係因為人哋講買屋個風氣咁盛行咧，我都變咗。跟埋呢個社會嘅風氣，隨波逐流起上嚟啊
！So because everybody is doing it, I follow along the trend and also went about doing it.
咁我諗喺主裏邊嘅嗰啲小子或者少年人啊，好容易都有呢個軟弱啊。
And I think that for the child and the young in the Lord, they might have this kind of weakness.
嗰陣時咧，就想賣咗而家住嗰間屋咧，就買間大嘅。
So at that time, I went to sell the house that we currently have and to buy a new, bigger one.
其實那時候我只有兩個小孩。
So at that time, I have two kids.
老實說，其實現在那間屋是夠住的，如果兩個小
孩。Honestly speaking, for two kids, the house that we have now is more than sufficient.
但就不知道為什麼要買一間再大一點、再漂亮的屋，那個慾望就越來越大。
But somehow this desire to get a bigger house grew inside me.
咁長話短説嘅中間嗰啲情節唔講嚇。
To cut it short, I'm not gonna go into details.
咁我哋後屘就真係睇中咗一間屋喎，咁啊落咗訂添。
So later on, we saw our dream house and we placed the deposit.
咁睇住就要成噶啦，即係就嚟close 噶。
And we're at a point where we are about to close the deal.
咁但係咧嗰段時間咧，我同弟兄心裏邊都好唔平安。
But at that time, my brother, my husband and I, in our hearts, we felt this unrest.
咁喺神面前祷告咧，就好似又好似唔通咁啊，祷告唔通。
And when we pray, when we come before the Lord, it seems that there's some obstruction.
总唔知咧，就嗰种感觉咧，就越嚟越强烈，即系唔平安嗰种感觉越嚟越强烈。
Now this feeling of unrest becomes stronger and stronger.
咁啊，当时喺我哋住嘅同一条街咧，有一间屋咧，同我哋嗰间一模一样嘅，即系啲格局一模一样嘅。
So at the same time, where, on the street where we live, there's another house that's built similarly to our house.
咁佢又同我哋一齐挂牌卖。
And at the same time, this house also was placed on the market.
但系佢嗰间就好快卖咗啊。
That house was sold quickly.
咁我嗰间咧就系收到一个 offer 啫。
And for my house, we only received one offer.
但系个 offer 咧，都未等我翻屋企睇见嗰份 offer 表咧，个经纪就打电话话。人哋決定唔買啦，後悔啦咁。
Oh, before I even have a chance to talk to this individual, the agent told us that this person withdrew and they no longer want to buy the house.
咁啊，我自己而家覺得我間靚過同一條街嗰間啊。
Of course, personally, I think that my house is better than the house that was sold on the same street.
但係主就係冇俾呢件事成就啊。
The Lord did not allow this to happen.
咁啊，弟兄認為咧，呢個就係神 say no 嘅一個 sign 一個表現啊，即係你賣唔去間屋就神 say no 啊，你唔好買啦，唔好買大屋啦咁。
And my husband believed that is a sign from the Lord saying that no, you should not sell this house and get a bigger house.
咁最尾咧就決定咁啊大屋唔買啦，咁但係就蝕咗一大筆訂金啊。
So at the end, we decided not to go after the bigger house.But we kind of our deposit was forfeited.
Yeah. 咁好肉痛啊，因為嗰筆訂金可以買半架車嘅。
It hurt a little bit because the amount that we put as deposit, it almost could purchase half a car.
咁但係既然主 say no， 咁你就要順服，唔可以死纏爛打啊。
But if the Lord tells you no, then you have to submit to Him.
咁後屘我哋又多咗個細路。
And later on, we have another kid.
咁而家第四個又快嚟啦。
Now the fourth one is coming along.
咁而家真係覺得間屋好似有啲唔夠大。
Now we truly think that now the house may not be big enough.
咁有時又會諗啊，咁神點解當時唔俾我買呢個間屋咁
？Sometimes I would think, why does God not permitted us to get the house at that time?
佢應該知道我有將會有咁多細路係需要一間大屋㗎。
Well, he should know that I would have this many kids and that we would need the bigger house.
而且而家嘅房價同嗰陣時就真係差好遠啊。
Now, even the price of the house now compared to before is a big difference.
而家買都買唔起啊，原來。
Now the house is beyond our reach.
但係當我喺神面前再好好禱告嘅時候。
But then, when I come before the Lord in prayer,
神就俾我自己睇见。
Then the Lord caused me to see.
因为我哋当时嘅祷告唔喺神嘅心意里边。
At that time, our prayer was not according to His will.
主教导我哋话要先求佢嘅国同埋佢嘅义。
Now the God teaches to first seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
Yeah, 其他我哋所需要嘅就会加俾我哋。
And all these other things will be added onto us.
但係嗰陣時根本就冇好似主耶穌咁樣出去禱告啊。
But at that time, we didn't do what Jesus did here, which is depart from the worldly distractions and prayer and prayed.
Yes, 成個腦都係呢個世界嘅事物、肉體嘅享受。
Our minds were filled of the things of this world and the comforts of this world.
因為當時唔需要咁大屋嘅，但係因為你眼目嘅情慾咧，即係成個人都迷失咗。
Because at that time, we do not need a bigger house, but because of the trend, the worldly trend, we were lost in this following the world.
那時根本就不會去問神啊，你的旨意是什麼。
At that time, we would not have asked the Lord and asked Him, what is your desire for us?
只是懂得呢寫好個計劃書對給神啊，神啊，你麻煩簽名啊，這樣。
All we were thinking about is, here is a proposal, Lord, why don't you sign it?
咁神又讲，佢话我嘅道路高过你嘅道路，我嘅意念高过你嘅意念。
And the Lord also tells us that my ways is higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts.
咁而家再回想翻嚇。
Now looking back，
我都好感謝主冇俾我買成嗰間屋。
I thank the Lord for not allowing us to purchase that house。
因為你即可以想象下，你孭住幾廿萬嘅貸款，又要再養四個細蚊仔。
Because if you imagine how there's like thousands of mortgage and also four kids to raise，
呢個負擔好重。
Now that is a heavy burden。
咁我諗即如果係咁，即買咗間屋嘅話咧，為咗生活咧，我諗要放棄好多神嘅嘢。
Now if we had purchased the house at that time for our daily living, we might need to give up some things of the Lord。
譬如聚會嘅時間咧，仲有精力咧，用曬啲時間精力去揾錢啊。
That might be the fellowship time, and also we might need to use more time to look for income, other income。
因為如果咁嘅話，你知道神就會喺我哋入邊會越嚟越減少。
Because if that was the case, I know that the Lord will continue to decrease in me。
咁最後我就覺得，即係喺禱告裏邊，如果我哋可以明白神嘅心意。
Now in prayer, if we can understand our Lord's desire，
又可以禱告喺神嘅心意裏邊。
And if we could follow on and pray according to His will，
神喺禱告裏邊係有會俾賜下極大嘅力量。
Then our Lord will give us much power in prayer，
有極大嘅權柄，亦都有好大嘅福氣。
And much authority and also much blessing。
愿我们一起可以勉励和学习。
May we continue to learn and to walk this together.
交通是这么多。
How am I sharing here?
I'd like to share how the Lord changed my understanding of prayer as I waited upon Him in the matter of marriage.
今日我想同大家分享关于喺祷告上边我点样喺祷告上边等候我嘅婚姻。
I do thank and praise the Lord. He is so good and He is so faithful.
我要感谢主，因为佢系一个好好嘅主，同埋一个好信实嘅主。
May He receive all the glory and all the honor.
将荣耀重赞都归俾佢。
As brothers and sisters already mentioned, prayer is working together with God so that His will is done.
正如弟兄姊妹已经提到，祷告是同主同工，所以佢令到主嘅旨意可以成就。
And so that through prayer, I'm united with God in meeting His needs.
是经过祷告当中，我可以同主一起去可以成就佢要做嘅事情。
And prayer is about seeing things not through our own human eyes, but through the eyes of our Lord.
祷告咧就系唔系用我哋自己嘅眼去睇到啲世上嘅事情，而系通过主嘅眼去睇呢啲事情。
And so you might be thinking, well, Yvonne, that sounds really good, but what do you really mean?
或者你会谂，哦 ，Yvonne， 呢啲听落去系几好啊，但系真正嘅意思系乜嘢咧？
So let me give you some background.
讓我俾一啲背景你哋啊。
I've been praying about my marriage since I was about 26 or 27 years old.
我為我婚姻禱告都有一段時間，自從我26、27歲嘅時候開始。
And when I was 34, I met the one whom He had prepared for me.
當我到大約34歲嘅時候，我終於遇到神為我預備嗰一位。
And at 36, we got married.
36岁我就同佢结咗婚。
And this was completely contrary to what I had in mind.
呢啲事情嘅发生咧，就系唔系我想象中嗰、那个典型嘅呢、这个婚姻嘅时间。
And so, like many girls, I had my own ideas.
就系好多其他好似其他女仔咁，我都有我自己嘅想法嘅。
I expected to get married at 25.
我想住我大概25岁咧就会结婚噶啦。
And the man that I would be that I would marry would be perfect.
咁我会嫁俾嗰位咧系一个系完全完美嘅人。
And together we would have the perfect life and the perfect house and perfect children.
我哋一齐咧就会有一个好完美嘅屋啦，完美嘅生活啦，同埋完美嘅子女。
But I thank the Lord so much because He had a different plan for me.
但係我要感謝主，因為佢有另外一個計劃喺我身上。
He had a better plan.
佢有一個更好嘅計劃。
And it was more important to gain my heart than to give me a perfect husband.
呢個計劃就係要更緊要、更重要嘅就係主可以得到我個心，而係多於淨係話俾一個完全嘅丈夫我。
So what happened?So all throughout school, I was a pretty shy girl and very antisocial.
咁啊，自从读书嘅时候咧，我都系一个好怕丑同埋唔系好识交同朋友交朋友嘅女仔。
And I never had a boyfriend.
我咧就未有一个男朋友。
And after, it's not because I didn't want one, it's because nobody.Approach me.
唔係話我唔想有一個男朋友，而係冇男仔去接近我。
So after I graduated from college and started working, I thought that I should start thinking about marriage.
咁當我大學畢業咗之後，同埋開始做嘢咧，咁我就開始諗到婚姻呢件事。
But there was one problem.
咁咧，嗰度就一個問題啦。
I didn't have anyone to marry.
我嗰陣時係就冇對象。
Some very, very dear sisters encouraged me to pray about my marriage.
有一啲好同我好好嘅姊妹，佢哋就同我一齐祷告喺呢件事情上边。
So after years of praying about my marriage, the Lord gave me deeper insight into this matter of prayer.
我哋一齐祷告有几年嘅时间，咁经过呢几年，主咧就喺呢件事情上边俾我睇到一啲光。
So these are some of the things the Lord has shown me.
以下落嚟嘅咧係一啲事情係主令我睇到嘅。
First, praying in accordance with God's purpose.
第一就係要我哋要禱告咧，就要根據佢嘅旨意去禱告。
When I first started praying about marriage, it was very self-centered.
當我開始為婚姻禱告嘅時候咧，就係一個好自私嘅禱告嚟嘅。
It was all about meeting my needs.
完全咧就係關於滿足我自己嘅需要。
Lord, I am lonely.
主啊，我好孤單。
Lord, how come all my friends are getting married and not me?
主啊，點解我所有旁邊嘅朋友咧都結咗婚咧，但係我仲係單身呢
？Lord, give me a husband now.
主啊，而家俾個丈夫我。
Lord, it seems like you're not giving me a husband. I'm okay with having a boyfriend.
主啊，好似你丈夫仲未俾到我，不如就暂时俾个男朋友我先啦。
I pray these prayers often.
我经常为呢啲事情去祷告。
And I have to admit that after some time, I got really bored, really discouraged, and really depressed.
咁啊，经过一段长时间，我发觉我自己都有一啲係有啲煩悶喺對呢件事情，
discourage，
同埋有啲灰心啦
，and depress，
同埋有啲失意啊。
nothing was happening。
因為經過咁長時間，都好似冇乜事情發生。
However, as I continued to read into his words and fellowship in the body, the Lord revealed to me that it was not just about granting me a husband.
但係當我繼續喺教會裏邊有交通同埋繼續讀佢嘅話的時候，主令我睇到同佢嘅交通唔係淨係逗留喺呢個婚姻呢件事情上面。
What does the Lord get out of it？
咁主喺呢件事情可以得到啲乜嘢咧
？So I began to pray differently。
咁我開始有轉變我個禱告嘅呢、這個個 topic。題目
I said, Lord, this time of waiting is for you.
我話主啊，呢段時間係為咗你等候嘅。
I desire none other than the one whom you've prepared.
我心目中等候嘅就係為咗係你所要準備嗰位。
And Lord, you can give the very best, and that's what I want.
主啊，我相信你係俾最好嘅我，咁我都相信嗰個係我所需要嘅。
Lord, you said that those who wait upon you will not be ashamed.
同埋主啊，你应许过等候你嘅人不会蒙羞。
And Lord, these are your words, so I hold on to it until you make them real.
And 主啊，呢啲系你嘅应许，咁我会等候喺呢件事情，直到你把佢成就。
And when the Lord revealed even more of himself to me and his purpose of marriage, my prayers changed even more.
当主再更深一层咁样去把佢自己显明俾我嘅时候，我个祷告嘅呢个生活状更加有改变。
I said, Lord, prepare me a husband so that through marriage I can decrease and you can increase.
我祷告就系主啊，你为我预备一个丈夫，令到我自己可以减少，而你喺我生命里边可以增加。
When I was 30 years old.
当我是大约三十岁的时候
I had attended a conference and the theme of the conference was Revelations 19:7.
我呢就去了一个特会，特会的主题呢就是在启示录里面十九章七节那里。
For the marriage of the Lamb has come and his bride has made herself ready.
在这个启示录十九章七节那里，他是这样讲到的。佢就讲到哈利路亚，因为主我们的神全能者作王了。第七节，我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊分取的时候到了，辛苦也自己预备好了。
And this is a picture of the Lord as the bridegroom and the church as the bride.
呢个系一个图画咧，就系教会就系一个辛苦，然后主就系、
And I thought, wow, this is even more revelation.
我就好惊讶咁话 ，wow， 呢个一个系好大嘅一个显明。
So my prayers changed even more.
咁我个祷告咧就更加有改变啦。
I said, Lord, please prepare me a husband so that through this earthly marriage, I would be prepared for the heavenly marriage.
我祷告就话主啊，你预备一个丈夫俾我。令到我可以在这段婚姻中可以预备我自己 当去到天上的时候可以预备我自己去到那个天上的时候。
And in addition to that, I also prayed about the heavenly marriage.
我都有为这个将来即天上这个婚礼有祷告。
Because that's what the Lord desires, a group of people who would be longing to see the bridegroom's face.
因为这个实在是主所想我们看到的，就是我们有这个心去见到这个新郎的面。
It was awesome. As the Lord revealed more of himself to me, his purpose and his ways, my prayers changed in that direction.
这个实在是一个很奇妙的过程。当主更深一层显明他自己给我的时候，我发觉我自己的祷告生活就一点一点地改变过来。
And it is good to know the Lord in his words and to pray them out. And when you do, he will do his work because he who promised is faithful.
实在一件奇妙的事，当我们知道主的旨意而去为他祈求的时候，他会慢慢将他自己显明给我们。
Secondly, I learned that it is important to pray consistently, to ask and keep on asking.
因为主是一个信实的神。第二点呢，就是我们要不要停，继续这样去祈求一件事情。
Praying is not something that I do when I remember to do so.
祷告不是一件事情，就是说当我记得的时候先去祷告。
Or when I feel like it.
或者我感到而家係需要啦，咁我先去禱告。
Or when I have a desperate need.
或者我係而家係有一啲好麻煩嘅事情，我先去禱告。
Through my waiting on marriage, the Lord reminded me that I needed to pray on a regular basis.
經過呢次為婚姻嘅禱告過程，主提醒我，我需要經常禱告。
If I am serious with the Lord, then I need to come before Him consistently.
如果我是尊重这位主的话，我就应该经常去到他面前而祷告。
And as I pray in accordance with his purpose, it will just be a matter of time before he answers.
如果我祷告的内容和他的旨意是一样的，迟早他都会答应我的祷告。
But I must continue to pray until the answer is provided or until the burden is lifted.
但是我必须继续去祷告，直接这个重担或者直接到主去已经答复了我这个祷告。
I think about the parable about the widower who kept on going to the unrighteous judge.
这个令我想到一个圣经里面一个比喻，就是说有一个寡妇来到一个不义的官的面前。
And the unrighteous judge got so tired of her that he finally granted her request.
这个不义的官呢，就因为经常见到这个寡妇有点烦，所以就答应了他的要求了。
So what more that the Lord who is righteous, what more will he provide?
当然我们这个主是一个公义的主，他一定会答复我们的祈求。
So this gave me encouragement to keep on praying to the one who is able to answer.
就因为如此，这样勉励我要继续向这个事情去祷告，直接得到答复为止。
Other than my personal one-on-one prayers, I had also prayed each week with a married sister who had the same burden for my marriage.
除了自己去为这件事情祷告之外，我还有同一个年长的姊妹去经常去祷告。
And together we prayed for almost 10 years.
我们一起为这件事祷告都有大概十年的时间。
And on my wedding day, right before I walked down the aisle, we prayed again.
And 当我结婚嗰日，喺我行落嗰个去结婚嗰个走廊嘅时候，我同呢位姊妹又继续有一个嘅祷告。
To thank the Lord, to worship Him for His wonderful work.
我哋嘅祷告内容就系感谢佢佢嗰个奇妙嘅工作。
And in addition to that, I had met three other single sisters who had the same burden for earthly marriage as well as the heavenly marriage.
除此之外，我都有结识到三位唔同嘅姊妹，佢哋都同样有我一个呢个重担，系关于呢个婚姻上边，喺地上婚姻上边同埋天上婚姻上边呢个重担。
And so for a year, each Saturday morning, we would meet and we would pray to the Lord.
是一年的时间之久，我们都有一起聚在一起，然后为这件事情祷告。
And we asked and asked and kept on asking.
我们求求再继续求。
And this brings me to my third point, which is having a prayer partner.
And 这个就带到我们去第三点，就是有一个祷告的同伴。
And I found this to be so helpful. When one is weak, the other can encourage.
我觉得这个实在是一个很大的帮助，因为 当中有一个肢体软弱的时候，可以得到另外一个肢体的支持。
I spoke earlier about the sister who prayed with me for 10 years.
我早少少时候，我就有机会跟这位姊妹跟我一起有十年长的祷告的姊妹谈了一阵。
Well, about 2 to 3 months before I met my husband, I gave her a call.
当两个月之前，我认识我丈夫之前，我就有打电话俾呢位姊妹。
I wanted to stop praying.
我同佢讲话，我想停止祷告啦。
I got very discouraged.
我就好灰心。
It seemed that I was praying for years and years, and yet I did not see the Lord's hand at work.
就好似我祷告已经一年又一年，但系好似仲未睇到神嘅作工。
I began to think maybe the Lord wants me to be single.
咁我就有呢个怀疑，系咪主想我即系单身呢？继续。
Maybe the Lord is maybe I'm just wasting my time praying about marriage. I should be praying about other things.
系咪我用紧一啲唔应该用嘅时间去为呢件事情祷告？我系唔系应该为其他嘅事情祷告呢
？So my sister asked me, "Do you really believe in your heart?" That the Lord would have you be single.
咁我嘅妹妹我姊妹就问我，你系咪真系相信喺你心里边神想你做单身嘅咧
？And then I responded that there's still a part of my heart that believes that the Lord has a husband for me.
咁我就回应呢位姊妹话，我喺心里边仍然相信主会为我预备一位丈夫。
Then she said, we need to keep praying.
这位姊妹就跟我说，我们需要继续努力的祷告。
And I said, I don't want to pray.
我就说，我不想祷告了。
We need to keep praying.
姊妹说，我们应该继续祷告。
I'm tired. I don't want to pray anymore.
我又话啊，我好攰啊，我唔想再祷告啦。
There's no brother that's suitable for me.
啊，好似冇乜啊弟兄啊，即系适合我。
You need to keep praying.
姊妹又话你必须继续祷告。
I don't want to.
我又话啊。我不想祷告。
This is our phone conversation, and finally I yielded and we continued our prayers.
在电话里面来来回回我们这样讲了一段时间，但是终于我就都答应了你姊妹，我们继续在这件事情上面有祷告。
Thank the Lord that he uses members of the body to encourage one another.
感谢主，他用到肢体里面的弟兄姊妹去彼此勉励。
I mentioned that I wanted to stop praying because nothing was happening.
我承认我系想唔再我承认我唔想再祷告，因为好似冇事情冇如意咁样发生。
And this brings me to my fourth point, which is not to look at the circumstances.
呢一点咧就带到我今日要提到嘅第四点，就系话唔好睇外边嘅环境。
Instead, know who you are praying to.And keep your eyes fixed on the Lord.
然后呢就要知道你的祷告是为谁祷告，然后将你的眼放在主身上。
In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12, Paul says, I know whom I have believed, and that I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day.
在提摩太后书一章十二节嗰度话到，讲到提摩太后书一章十二节，我感谢那给我力量的我们主耶稣基督，因他以我有忠心，派我服侍他。
Indeed, the Lord is faithful.
主是一位信实的主。
Faithful is he who calls you.
佢是一位信实的主。
We need to know who we are praying to.
我们需要知道我们是我们的祷告向着哪一位祷告。
He is the Almighty God, Jehovah Jireh, our Maker, our Creator.
他是那位大能的神耶和华，他是以勒。
The one who loves us very, very much.
他是一位爱我们好爱我们的神。
And he will surely provide us with the very best in his time.
他一定会将他最好的给我们在他的时间里面。
In my prayers on marriage, I would often begin by acknowledging him with praise and worship because he is worthy.
在我婚姻里面的祷告，我会开始的时候就会感谢他，因为值得我们的感谢的，配得我们感谢。
He doesn't even have to do anything. He doesn't have to give me a husband. He's still Lord, and he's still worthy to be praised.
就算神将一位丈夫赐给我，他都是神，他都是值得，他都是配得我们的赞美。
Also in my prayers, I believe that he would work. So I would tell him, Lord, I look forward to what you will show me.
同埋在我的祷告里面，我相信他是会成就，神会成就他的旨意。他会将他成就他在我身上的旨意。
And I would thank him in advance for his answer.
咁我都会提早嘅多谢佢，因为我知道佢一定会成就佢喺我身上嘅旨意。
So it is important to not only know who we are praying to, but it is important to know who we are. It is important to not only know who we are praying to.But we also need to know who we are.
我们需要很重要的一点就是我们知道我们祷告向着哪一位祷告，但是更重要的就是我们需要知道我们自己是哪一位。
And this brings me to my fifth point, which is prayer involves self-denial and trust in the Lord.
这一点带到我的第五点就是祷告里面需要我们舍己然后交给主。
When I told the Lord that I desire none other than the very best, is it the best according to my standard, or is it the best according to His standard?
当我同主讲嘅时候话，我当我求主嘅时候，呢样我求嘅咧系我自己认为最好嘅咧，定系主认为系最好嘅咧？
I learned through prayer that I needed to deny myself and give up my ways and to be completely open to what the Lord has in store for me.
是经过祷告我、啊、自己就 学会把自己放低，然后就给主的工在我身上、啊、成就。
He provides the very best according to his purpose.
主为了他的旨意会将最好的给我。
And he knows me better than I know myself.
主认识我多过我认识我自己。
And he has a larger purpose for whomever he has prepared for me.
他有一个更大的这个旨意在我身上。
The week before I actually met my husband, I had no idea what he would look like.
在我认识我丈夫的前一个星期，我是一点都不知道他的样子是怎样的。
I was actually a bit afraid.
我心中呢就是有一点惊。
I thought he might be bald.
我想过他会不会是光头的呢？
Or that he would weigh 300 pounds.
或者他会不会是300磅那么重的呢？
So I brought it before the Lord.
那我又带回主面前。
I didn't pray, Lord, make him tall, dark, and handsome.
我没有跟主求说、哦、主求你使、令到、这个、我将来的丈夫是一个又高大威猛貌美英俊的男士。
But I pray, Lord, help me to see him with your eyes.
但我就求主说、你帮我可以、看他，用你的眼去看他。
And praise the Lord, when I met him, I was relieved.
感谢主，因为当我见到他的时候，我心中放下一个大石。
And I'm just reminded of how short-sighted we are.
我就提醒，即係呢件事提醒到我，即係我哋個眼光、眼目係好短。
And we often think that the Lord gives us what we don't want.
好多時候我哋認為主會俾一啲我哋唔想要嘅嘢我哋。
But it's the opposite. The Lord delights to grant us the desires of our heart and even more.
但係嗰個睇法係唔對嘅，因為主想俾我哋嘅系最好嘅，系我哋嘅心所求嘅。
But in the process of that, he first wants our heart.
但系佢成就呢件事之前咧，佢第一系想得到我哋嘅心。
I used to think that the Lord was 90% of my heart, and then when I met my husband, I would be complete. I would be 100%.
我有咁嘅諗法，就係個主喺我心裏面佔佢咧，大概係90%。咁當我認識，我丈夫嘅時候，佢就會完全變咗100%。
But the Lord wanted to be my 100%, and He would add to that.
但係主咧就想佢喺我心目中咧就係100%，然後佢再加上呢100%上邊。
And when I was able to pray with all of my heart, I said, Lord, you are enough.
当我可以用100%的时候求他的时候，就赞美他的时候，就说主啊，你已经是足够的了。
When I said to the Lord, even if I don't get married, it's okay.
那我跟主说，就算我不结婚都没问题。
You are enough.
你是足够。
And when I pray that,He then introduced me to my husband.
当我有这个这样的祷告的时候，他就带了我丈夫入到我生命里面。
And I really see how the Lord desires for us to fall in love with Him first.
我就可以看到主是想我们第一，即是将他放在第一位。
So I really thank the Lord.
我真的要感谢主。
And finally, my sixth point is, being real in your prayers.
我第六点咧就系讲到话喺我哋嘅祷告里边一定要系真。
I've learned to be real.
我就学习呢啲点样去祷告系真诚嘅祷告。
The Lord knows my heart even before I open my mouth.
神佢已经知道我哋想祈求嘅事情，当我哋还未开口嘅时候。
When I am sad or lonely or disappointed, I tell Him.
当我是不开心、孤单的时候，我会、讲给主听。
When I am discouraged, I tell him.
當我灰心嘅時候，我都會同講啊，同主講。
When I'm mad, I tell him.
當我發嬲嘅時候，我都會同講，同主講。
When I don't understand, I tell him.
當我唔明白嘅時候，我都會同主講。
I thank the Lord because my prayers are so weak.
我感謝主，因為我嘅禱告實在係好軟弱嘅。
But thank the Lord, He is our high priest.
但我哋要感謝神，因為佢係我哋嗰位大祭司。
He constantly intercedes on our behalf.
佢因為我哋嘅緣故，經常就為我哋嘅事情嗰方面代求。
In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15 and 16.
喺希伯來書第四章十五節同十六節。
It says, For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and may find grace to help in time of need.
希伯来书四章十五、十六节，因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得怜恤，蒙恩惠，作随时的帮助。
So these are just a few things the Lord has shown me about prayer.
呢啲系一啲主佢喺祷告上面给我嘅亮光。
And when I met Ricky, I knew in my heart that he was the one.
当我认识到 Ricky, 我心中就知道佢系主为我预备嗰一位。
And I had that assurance because of my fellowship with the Lord in prayer.
我就好肯定，因为经过我喺我同主嘅呢个交通里边，令我喺呢件事情好肯定。
As I prayed about my marriage, the Lord also caused me to see the importance of seeking Him via corporate prayer.
当我为呢件为婚姻祈求嘅时候，主都令我睇见另一件事，就系重要性呢个教会祷告嘅重要性。
In San Francisco, we have weekly prayer meetings on Thursdays.
喺三藩市星期四，每逢星期四，我哋有一个祷告嘅聚会。
And brother, when I was single, brothers and sisters encouraged me to attend.
当我还是单身的时候，弟兄姊妹就勉励我要去那里一起祷告。
And corporate prayer opened my eyes even more to the things of the Lord's heart.
这个教会团体的祷告令到我的眼睛更加开亮，可以看到多一些神的事情。
And through corporate prayer, the Lord caused me to see His burden for His body and the need to pray for the growth and maturity of the church.
咁啊，经过呢个教会嘅祷告，神令到我睇到重要性，就系呢个教会祷告教会身体成长同埋个负担。
And through corporate prayer, I was able to connect with brothers and sisters that I normally don't connect with because we would often pray for different members of the body.
同埋经过呢啲教会嘅祷告，令到我认识咗好多呢个弟兄姊妹，平时唔会有机会认识嘅弟兄姊妹，我哋一齐咧就为教会祷告。
And through corporate prayer, I really saw the oneness of the body of Christ.
即系经过呢个教会祷告，我真正睇见呢个教会合一呢个见证。
So it is indeed a privilege to be part of corporate prayer.
实在一个好大嘅权利，可以系呢个教会祷告之中嘅一部分。
And I treasured those times, but when I met Ricky, I eventually got married.
咁我系好珍惜嗰啲时间。咁当我认识咗Ricky 之后，结咗婚之后。
I attended less and less, and I eventually stopped.
我就越来越少咁样去呢个教会呢个祷告聚会，直至停止咗。
And after I missed one meeting, it was easier to miss the other one and the other one, and that's how it completely stopped.
当我去唔到呢个教会祷告聚会嘅时候， 下一次咧，我又好容易有機會唔去，然後直至到一個地步，我就已經停止咗去啦。
And I'm not sure what happened. I think it was just mere laziness.
我都唔知係咩原因，可能係我自己嘅懶惰啦。
Busy at work.
或者係因為工作忙碌。
And the adjustment of being married.
或者係適應過呢個結咗婚以後嘅生活。
I was in love and I was in my honeymoon stage and I just wanted to be with my husband.
咁嗰陣時我就係墮入咗愛河，咁或者可能我淨係想同我丈夫一齊嗰啲時間啦。
A few months ago, a young sister who was new to San Francisco gave me a call.
幾個月前一位新姊妹新嚟到三藩市嘅姊妹，佢就打一個電話俾我。
It was Thursday evening about 7:20.
係星期四大概7:20。
And Ricky and I had just come home.
咁Ricky 同我咧就啱啱翻到屋企。
And she had asked, "Oh, when is San Francisco having their prayer meetings?"
咁佢問我哋三藩市係咩時候有佢哋呢個禱告聚會嘅咧？
And I said, "Oh, it's tonight. It's in 10 minutes. You better hurry up and get over there."
咁我同佢講係今晚十分鐘就開始㗎啦，你要快啲去啦。
And she drove to the building.
咁嗰位姊妹就即刻開車去三藩市。
And when I hung up with her, I felt so ashamed.
咁佢即刻開車去三藩市嘅禱告聚會地方。咁我冚咗電話之後，我心裏邊就覺得好羞恥。
The Lord had moved my heart.
神係
He moved my heart.
神感動咗我嘅心。
Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
先追求神嘅旨意同埋佢嘅義。然后其他呢啲事情就会加给你。
The Lord had answered my prayer and had given me a husband.
主成就咗我嘅祷告，佢俾咗一个丈夫我。
So that we can serve the Lord together and not just to satisfy our own human needs.
正因为此，佢想我同我丈夫一齐服侍佢，而唔系净系满足我哋个人嘅需要。
And from then on, by His grace, Ricky and I have gone back to prayer meetings.
自此之後，多謝主，因為佢俾我哋睇到我哋需要，我哋都有翻去呢個禱告聚會。
But it's a week by week struggle.
但係都係每個星期都有佢呢個困難喺裏邊。
I have many very good excuses.
我有係好多好多嘅藉口。
But that's what they are, excuses.
但係佢哋始終都係淨係藉口。
But somehow when I get over there, the Lord makes everything okay.
但係如果我可以去到呢個禱告聚會嘅時候，神就令到我喺嗰度嘅時間有得著。
And I can truly testify that His grace is sufficient.
咁我真係可以見證佢嘅恩典係夠用嘅。
For example, just 2 weeks ago.
譬如說兩個星期前啦。
I had many things that happened to me on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
有好多事情喺我身边发生，包括星期二、星期三同埋星期四。
And these events had gotten me very down.
呢啲事情咧，令到我嘅情绪就好低落。
And come Thursday evening, I didn't want to go to prayer meeting.
星期四晚嚟到嘅时候，我就真系唔想去祷告聚会啦。
But the Lord reminded me that the enemy was at work.
主又提醒我。这个仇敌就在那里做紧工。
The enemy doesn't want me to go to prayer meeting.
仇敌不想我去这个祷告聚会。
The enemy doesn't want me to pray about the church.
仇敌不想我为了教会而祷告。
So when I was alerted to this spiritual battle, I wanted to go.
当我认出这个在个属灵上面的争战的时候，我心中就想去这个祷告聚会。
Because I wanted the Lord to gain the victory.
因为我想主可以得到这个胜利。
And on that Thursday, even though I was so weak,
在那个星期四虽然我是内心很软弱，
I said to the Lord, Lord, no matter how I feel, you're still Lord, and you're worthy to be praised.
那我就跟主说无论我现在内心是怎么软弱都好，你始终仍然是主。
And you're worthy to be praised.
你是值得我们赞美的。
So even today, the Lord continues to look for people to co-work with Him.
直至今日，主还是寻找紧可以同佢同工嘅人。
And He desires a bride that is spotless and blameless.
佢都寻找一个无瑕疵嘅呢个新娘器皿。
So may we take on this privilege and come before Him in prayer.
即是我们需要揸紧这个权利来到他的面前祷告，在他面前祷告。
I am my sharing.
交通完毕。
我们很感谢主啊，实在在每一个弟兄姐妹的身上面，我们见到主自己的作为。
We just want to thank the Lord because on each of the brothers and sisters, we could truly see the Lord's work in them.
看见是一件事情，但是我们愿意让主在我们身上面作工是另外一件事情。
Seeing the work of the Lord is one matter, but allowing the Lord to work in us is another matter.
愿意我们都在主的面前说，主啊，不单止叫我们懂得这个祷告的功课，让我们真的进入到去这个祷告的功课的实际的里面。
May we all have a prayer in our hearts that not only we see this prayer life, but we can also enter into this prayer life.
不知道弟兄姐妹对于祷告学习有没有问题？
Just want to ask if brothers and sisters have any questions on the matter of prayer.
会有我们提出来，我们一起交通了。
If we have a question, let's raise that and we can share on that together.
John.啊，你有問題？
唔係，我想問啊。
好。
我想問公開嘅聚會，姊妹係咪一定要從頭先得神嘅允諾咧？
嚇、啊！呢、這個
因為好現在咧，尤其是西方教會已經冇做。
The question is that in open fellowship, should the sister have a head covering?Before that, the Lord will receive their service.
但你个问题话系咪蒙头先至蒙神悦纳？系咪咁讲？公开嘅聚会系咪蒙头先至蒙神悦纳？我可以话俾你听，呢个答案系 no。但系蒙头咧系另外一个功课，另外一件事我哋需要学习嘅。
The answer to a sister's question.The short answer is no, but the head covering is another lesson that we need to learn before our Lord.
如果弟兄姊妹要知道呢个蒙头事情，翻去睇哥林多前书十一章。
If we need to look further into this matter, we should go back and look at First Corinthians.
哥林多前书十一章。
First Corinthians chapter 11.
开头嗰十一节。
The first 11 verses.
是吧 ?OK.
中 Hey, I have a question. Is that in our prayer, and if there are three matters need to be pray about, do we pray it all at once, or do we pray one matter at a time until the matter is everyone amen, then we move on to the next?
那個問題就是說，如果我們公開一起禱告的禱告聚會的裡面，如果有三樣東西要禱告的，那我們是不是一窩蜂一起來為這三件事禱告，還是禱告一樣通了，然後第二樣，然後第三樣，這樣呢？啊，是不是這樣？弟兄姊妹有沒有答案？
Anyone have an answer to that?
Steve 答下佢，你唔出声系要嘅咁啊，简单答佢啦。
It really depends on the burden of the brothers praying at the time. They could pray on those three matters at that point, I mean, it could go either way depending on the burden. Any other sharings? The elderly brethren, through their many years of experience, they may come to such a conclusion.
就話, 如果能夠將一件事情禱告透, 然後去第二件,
and that is, if we can finish praying regarding one matter before moving on to the next.
咁樣喺集中或者喺靈嘅裏邊，好似嚇，好似俾佢哋一個咁樣嘅共鳴，處理咗呢件事情，禱告頭呢件事情，然後先去第二件，咁樣喺靈嗰個flow嘅裏邊咧，就比較好啲咁樣樣，可能係從經驗上面佢哋經歷過嚟，出咗呢個咁樣嘅注意。
From experience, it will seem a better approach to finish on praying on one matter before moving on to the next. It's more of a closure and more of an outflow of the prayer.
那是不是一定要这样呢?
But is that the only way to do it?
我可以答你说, it's just a preference. 是一个 不知中文是不是这样，但是也都是你会发觉到，如果我们有好几件事情的时候，当然好像Steve说，有些人对这件事有负担重一点，那他就祷告这样，那件事情有负担，有别的人来祷告，这个都是应该这样。
Just as Brother Steve mentioned earlier on, if a particular brother has a heavier burden on a topic or and others have a burden on others, they can, based on the burden, pray accordingly.
但如果说我有三样、四样，那么我又数一件，二、三、四，讲完，那他又是一、二、三、四，这样祷告。
Now, if there's two brothers and we have on our prayer list items 1, 2, 3, 4, and I'm done, then he will move on to his prayer list of
1, 2, 3, 4.
Now that if brother one prays on item one and brother two prays on item four and brother three prays on some other item completely, there seems to be a little disconnect in the prayer, and that would be a general impression that we might get.
咁咪就好似俾你一个感觉好似好乱咁啊，唔系一个楼嘅里边。
And that might have an impression of a little bit of a confusion, and it doesn't feel like that is flowing smoothly.
咁所以係弟兄們從咁多年嘅禱告嘅經歷嘅裏邊經驗裏邊出嚟嘅一個嘅主意。
So there is a general guideline from the elderly brothers from their past experience, and that is something that will help facilitate that better.
咁聖經有冇提我哋點樣喺呢啲事上禱告咧？咁佢就話你要專一嘅喺神面前尋求。Now
what does the Bible tell us in regards to this matter? It tells us that we should pray with one accord in this matter.
專一你可以解釋話專係為嗰一件事情，然後專一為第二件事情。
Praying with one accord, you can explain it as we're praying at this one matter first, and then we can pray on the other matter as well.
其他弟兄姊妹有冇補充?
Is there any other questions? Now the question is that if there's like 10 to 15 brethren praying together on a list of 10 items, is it okay for the first brother to pray, or is it okay for some to pray items 1 to 5 and not repeat the same prayer items again later on?
Oh, thank you. Your answer.
Is there an answer? Oh. We'll first answer our sister's question and then we'll answer our brother's question.
Oh.
The short answer to the question of if we have 10 prayer items, do we need to, and there's 10 brethren praying together, do we each need to pray according, pray on those 10 items? The short answer to that is no, you don't, it's not necessary.
但是如果你这十个人都有负担, 好像刚才Steve说, 都很重的负担的, 也不需要禁止话, 他讲了一句, 我就不讲了,
But just as our brother Stephen pointed out earlier, that if all 10 brethren had the same burden and very heavy burden, they could go ahead and pray according to their burden.
是吗? 有没有答到问题?
Did I answer your question?
Okay. 朱伯说, 阿门是什么文? 阿门就中文咯。
The question is, what language is amen? When we, you know, at the end of a prayer, we usually say amen. What language is that? And the short answer to that.
如果你问阿门系点解呢？
唔系点解？
原文系点咩？系嘛？
The question is, what's the original language that amen may come from?
嗱，我唔知道系我冇研究过系边度嚟，不过圣经咧系用。 希利文翻译过来嘅，咁原文就系希利文。因为我听到你讲到阿门，一读系阿门，系阿门，英文阿门，中文阿门，只不过系同一个字嚟嘅，所以你如果问咩意思咧，咁我哋就话个意思就系话我个祷告都同。 佢所講嘅一樣，但係原文從聖經原文就係希臘文。The
the answer to that is the original language of the Bible is from Greek, and that's where it came from. Any sharing? We could share. We not necessarily need to be a question and answer format. The question is a follow-up question to the question I asked earlier, and that is, if we're not praying according to our burden, and we have a list of 10 prayer items, and the 10 brethren just go through go through the items accordingly and became more of a habit than of a burden, then what kind of consequences would that have?
你話咩後果，我又唔知道。但如果你意思係嘛，神會唔會聽咧？咁又另外一件事情嚇，我唔知道有咩後果。如果個個都講，但係如果唔係出於你個負擔嘅，咁樣就係跟住規矩嚟做，會可能係只係一個儀式，即係一個外表嘅禱告嘅動作，但係冇禱告嘅實際。 如果係唔係從負擔而嚟嘅，任何嘅嘢你唔係從負擔而嚟，只係一個冇意思嘅外表。
I don't know what the consequences that might have, but I know that if we're doing according to or following according to the practices that the local brothers carry out, and not according to our burden, then it becomes more of more ritual. Of a ritual, and it might lack the actual purpose behind the prayer.
其實屬靈嘅事情，你唔係從負擔而嚟嘅，只係儀式嘅啫。所有嘅你唔係從負擔，你禱告唔係因為有呢個禱告嘅負擔。
In spiritual things, if it's not according to the burden, then it many times it becomes a ritual, and it's meaningless when it becomes a ritual.
Jumwa. Is it a prayer? Okay. All right. 边位可以 answer?
Do you remember Brother mentioned that he prayed for 6 hours, but he didn't say much? So prayer is our fellowship with God, not necessarily what we speak or the way we do it or the outer appearance that we carry.
所以你個答案就話，唔係向神求乜嘢，就係同神哋傾偈，算唔算祈禱？ Yes, 算係祈禱。
So the short answer to your question is that even though if you're talking to God and you're not saying much, that is still considered a prayer.
More request.
If you don't have a request to God, and you're just if you're just talking to Him, that is still considered prayer.
Jesus, but I'm not having a request, It feels weird to say that because I'm not asking him for anything. Like, but I still say it just because, like, I guess I'm weak, right? So I just say it.
他有時同神祈禱但沒有求他一些什麼他又沒有說奉主耶穌的名他又覺得咦我又沒有向他求什麼奉主耶穌的名覺得很怪。Let me ask you a question. 你跟你爸爸說話每一次都是這麼公式化的是吧由開頭有結尾這樣 Dear Father, please blah 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 Your daughter blah 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 會不會這樣啊 沒有啊 But it's okay 我覺得你有剛才我不是說你有說他的說話或者沒有說他的說話是
So the main point is that whether you speak those few words in the name of the Lord or not, that's not the important aspect. The important aspect is that are you in the Lord when you're making that request?
这样吗?
They say Heavenly Father and pray. And then I hear some, most of the time, open up and say, Lord Jesus, and they pray. And so it seems like some brothers and sisters pray towards the Father, and then some kind of address their prayers toward the Lord Jesus. Maybe a more appropriate time for one versus the other, or should we be praying?
那個問題就是說有些人開始祈禱他就說天父或者父神有些人開始祈禱他就說主耶穌主啊那究竟是哪一樣才是準確呢或者說是不是有一個特別的方向呢或者不是這樣禱告呢那究竟哪一樣才是準確呢弟兄姊妹怎麼回答呢
Father, Son, Holy Spirit so all three in one
When we pray, who do we direct our prayers to?
究竟你是向誰禱告?
Who are we praying to?
向這位三位一體的真神來禱告
We were praying to the Father or the Holy Spirit and also to Jesus.
神要到神的面前一定是靠著主耶穌
Before coming before the Father, we must rely go through Jesus.
John 說,無論你是父神、子神、聖靈,都是這三位三而一的神,我們都是向這個神來禱告。
We're praying to the God Trinity, which is the God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
你開始的時候向 父 Father來禱告,但是你在收尾的時候,你會是奉主耶穌的名,奉父神禱告。
You begin with prayer to the Heavenly Father, but you end with, in the name of the Lord Jesus.
你向主耶穌禱告,這個主耶穌在父的面前是蒙恩的,我們亦都是奉主耶穌的名字向父神來禱告。
We're praying in the name of the Lord because we could only go to the Father before the Father through the Son.
我自己沒什麼特別的 preference.
For myself, I don't have any preference.
我明白你。
或者弟兄姊妹要留意的就是在抹饼的聚会的里面，我们提到主耶稣的受死，主耶稣的钉十字架，就一定是主，不是父神为我们钉十字架，不是父神为我们死流血，是主耶稣。
So we need to pay attention in during the bread breaking service that it is our Lord Jesus Christ who has died for us, who was crucified, and who has shed his blood for us, and not the Heavenly Father. So we need to pay attention to that when we pray. So during the bread breaking service, we need to pay attention to this because I've heard in the past that a prayer that would thank the Father for nailing on a cross for us. So we'll end our prayer here today, and we'll have our brother Steve lead us in prayer.